wants donuts?
Well, obviously me. I've never even understood the question. Who answers not me?
Wait, hold on. What's going on? Fernando only brings gifts when he's giving bad news.
Who wants breakfast pie?
Why do people keep asking me obvious questions?
Wait, you guys brought hard news donuts? We brought soften the blow pie.
I'm starting to think that someone has something bad to share. Oh, wait, it's us.
Here's a, how you say, situation. Uncle Monty's is officially opening a second location in Palo Alto.
That's great. So it finally went through.
No, 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 no. There are too many carbs here for that to be the whole situation.
Fernando will be managing the new location. So after the wedding, Fernando, Ramona, and I will be moving to Palo Alto.
You're moving out? Quick, pass me a crawler. I mean, I know we talked about it, but hearing you say it makes it real.
Wait a minute. Hang on, everybody. If that news was donuts, what's that pie for?
Well, Jimmy's now going to be handling the original Uncle Monty's, which means that Jimmy, Danielle, and I will be moving closer to the store next week after the wedding.
Aww. So this is our last week together in this house. I knew this day was coming. I didn't think it was coming so quickly.
But I never thought there'd be a day I could have donuts and pie and still feel sad. Why are you not numbing my feelings?
Was your card the six of diamonds?
No.
Seven of clubs?
No.
The two of diamonds?
Yes.
Really?
No, I just want this to be over.
All right, he may not be the world's greatest magician, but he's gonna be great in Pippin.
Ah, I couldn't have done it without my understudy. Ramona, you helped me learn my lines, my steps, my acting. He even taught me how to take a bow and accept a bouquet of flowers.
Oh, great. Now I have to bring you flowers. I'd rather watch you do magic.
Okay, there's something I have to tell you guys, and there's no easy way to say it. My family and I are moving to Palo Alto.
Whoa, for real? You're moving out?
Yeah.
This bites. You're going to be far away at a whole other school.
Wait, so we're not going to spend senior year together?
I'm afraid not.
Wow. Okay. But we can make the long-distance thing work. For Postmates, I've driven farther to deliver half a roasted chicken. It started as a whole chicken, but it was a long ride.
I'm really gonna miss this place. But my dad was away from my mom and me so much when he was racing, so I'm just glad we're all gonna be under one roof together.
Jackson, did you just order half a chicken?
I'm an emotional leader.
Okay, guys, let's not let the moving out news ruin the week before the wedding. We are going to live in a total bubble of denial until after we say I do. Everyone agree?
One more donut and I'm there.
Okay, let's focus on something we all love. Wedding planning. Hold on. We are down to our last three tasks in the wedding planning binder.
Woohoo! Our long national nightmare is almost over.
What she means is, DJ, thank you for obsessively organizing every aspect of our big day.
No, I meant woohoo! Our long national nightmare is almost over.
Okay, task number one is for us brides-to-be to find our something borrowed.
Okay.
Task number two is for the men to have their bachelor party.
Well...
Which brings me to task number three, a toast to the last week before our wedding. Aww. done Tanner slash Fuller slash Gibbler slash Hale slash all of Fernando's last names style.
Actually, from now on, I'm gonna go only by first name.
You mean like Popeye?
No, he had a last name. He was the Sailor Man.
Well, in any case, cheers.
Cheers.
See, I went one whole minute without thinking of you guys moving out. Cheers.
Bachelor boys, tonight, oh, tonight is going to be the greatest night ever. Booyah!
Booyah!
Oh, you boys and your booyahs.
Deej, tonight we're going to this awesome axe-throwing bar, Axe-tastic.
Oh, okay. Well, just promise me you'll show up to the wedding next week with both hands. Or at least the one I have to put the ring on.
Sweet cheese, the aliens are here. And they're so much shorter than I expected. I knew it. Max is an alien. That explains everything.
Hey, Max, how was fencing class?
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I may be the greatest fencer in the history of Miss June B's Weapons and Tactics Training School.
How impressive. You're the champion of a school next to a Quizno.
It's a Jersey Mike's. And what do you know about fencing?
Growing up, I had to learn to fence as a way to survive.
Was that an Argentinian tradition, or do people just not like you very much?
How dare you? I challenge you to a duel.
I accept your challenge after I finish my homework.
Dr. Mateo, I will be late to the bachelor party. You know the old saying, duels before dudes?
I don't, but I would wear that on a t-shirt around Fort Lauderdale in a second. Booyah!
Okay, this is the perfect place to find our something borrowed.
Hey, how long are you going to keep Michelle's bike? If she hasn't come for it by now, she's not coming. Deej, look! Oh.
Hello? Oh, it's for you. It's that cute boy, Steve Hale. I think he likes you.
Oh, my landline! It's my lips phone!
Oh, Steph, look! It's the earring that Kimmy used when she pierced your ear and gave you an infection. I'm gonna borrow this, but not the infection.
What I found. It's a feather from Oscar, my pet ostrich.
Oh, I remember when he attacked Uncle Jesse.
I miss that ostrich. Okay, Steph, it's time to find your something borrowed.
Oh. Let's see.
Oh! My honeybee uniform!
Look at this.
That's Mom's wedding veil.
Wow. Wow. Never seen it in person. Only in pictures.
Seth, this is perfect. You should wear this as your something borrowed.
That's a great idea. Would be nice to have Mom be a part of the big day.
Oh, I'm so glad we came up here.
Hey, Deej, are you sure you already found your something old? Because I found something that might change your mind.
Lollipops and gummy bears are my favorite treat. They make me so happy. They make me so happy as I can be.
Well, it's no fun making fun of you if you're going to enjoy it.
I feel terrible.
The boy is clearly sick.
Jackson, what's going on?
It's the flu.
Did he say ET phone home?
No, he said it's the flu. He's too disgusting to understand.
The flu? No, 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 no. You can't be sick. The show opens tomorrow. Nobody wants to see a kid sneezing on stage doing Pippin. Or maybe they do. I've never understood theater.
I can't do
it. Ugh, let me. He said he can't do the play, and he already called Miss Victor and told her.
What? But Ramona's his understudy. If Jackson can't do the show, then Ramona has to do his part. Wait, maybe I do understand theater more than I thought.
Yes! Oh, my sweet flower, Ramona is promoted from understudy to star. Sorry, Jackson, but yay!
I know you have my back, Ramona. Break a leg. There's only one G in leg, dude.
I brought my poor sick boy some juice. Rocky, are you sure you don't mind taking care of him?
Oh, good. You don't need any of this a week before you get married, Miss Fuller.
And you need to get some rest, Jackson.
See, I can totally pretend to be nurturing.
Fine. Well, I love the boy, but his germs are everywhere. I may need to burn the couch.
Ramona, I'm so excited you get to wow the audience with your show.
Thanks, but I feel bad for Jackson.
Oh, he's gone. You don't have to fake concern. Oh, you're serious? You're such a better person than I am.
Hello, Fernando.
Hello, Maximilian, or Maxwell, or Max something. I don't care.
This fight's been coming on a long time. Now suit up and let's dance.
Ramona, bring Papa his fencing gear.
Yeah, I'm gonna go text my friends that I'm doing the show, but have fun.
Oh, hey, Jimmy, honey, look. How cool is this?
Whoa, that is awesome. What is it?
It's my mom's wedding veil. I'm gonna use it for my something borrowed.
Oh, that's a great idea. Now, that must bring back a bunch of memories, huh?
It sure does.
What's your favorite memory of her?
Oh, well, there's just so many, you know? So many. But, you have a bachelor party to get to. So.
Right. But first, I gotta stop by the hardware store and pick up some axes.
Hey, I'm pretty sure the axe-throwing bar will provide the axes.
They do? Wow, this place is even classier than I thought.
Have fun.
Guys, come on. Okay, let's get some axes and start throwing them.
Yeah.
I mean, this looks like fun, right?
This looks like something we were taught explicitly not to do.
I wish there was someone who could teach us everything there is to know about axe throwing, you know? An axpert.
Welcome to Axtastic. My name's Alex, and I'll be your axpert.
Whoa. I wish we had ice-cold beers.
What? Yes! Yes!
Wow. First time for you guys.
Oh, no. I posed with an axe once. I did a tool calendar back in my modeling days.
First timers it is. All right.
So, me first.
Here's the key to axe throwing. You grab an axe. And you throw it.
Oh, well. Hey, guys, check this out. This is February.
Why do I not have this calendar?
Okay, here we go. Oh, bullseye adjacent.
Yeah. All right, little guy, you give it a try.
He called me little. The wedding diet's working. All right.
Oh! Whoa!
That felt axtastic. Hey, that's how they got the name, right? Just okay.
Bro, what's your secret? Are you a fireman, a lumberjack?
I'm a podiatrist.
Hey, Kurt, this guy can't miss.
What, this clown? He doesn't look strong enough to jump rope.
On the playground, I was known for my double dutch.
To break your record.
Well, maybe I ought to break something of his.
No, no, no. I can miss. I know I can. I wouldn't count that.
Jackson! Ethan's driving me to dress rehearsal. Anything you want me to tell the cast? Jackson! How many times do I have to catch you in a lie about being sick in the exact same way?
I can't help it. I dance when I lie. I have guilty feet.
You're pretending to be sick because you're afraid to do the show, aren't you? That is so unfair to everyone who works
okay, I'm faking, but not for the reason you think. Look, I know what a big deal this play is for you. I wanted to give you a shot.
Wait, you did this for me? Why would you do that? You rehearsed for weeks.
You're moving. This is your last show at our school. And honestly, I wanted to see you kill it.
Jackson, I don't know what to say. This part was so important to you.
I know, it is. But you're more important. Ramona, when you first moved in here, I wasn't happy about it. But now we've been through so much. Well, I feel like you're my sister.
The same way. As your sister, can I say something?
Absolutely.
Quit being a butthead! You earned this part. You put in the work.
But you wanted this part so badly.
Jackson, you deserve this shot. Honestly, I want to see you kill it. So grab your stuff. We're gonna be late to rehearsal.
Are you sure?
I'm about calling you a butthead, a 100%.
This is your last chance to give up.
On God.
Sweeter than milkshakes.
When you move out, you're gonna miss that.
Go ahead. You can gloat now.
Okay, I win. Yay. Aww.
Little Galahad, why are you so sad in the hour of your greatest triumph?
I don't want you to move away.
But why, Max? Ever since we met, I've been a thorn in your side.
Yeah, I know, but when you move away, this place will just, it'll feel a little bit less like home. I mean, you drive me nuts, Fernando. But you get me.
Oh, dear.
Did you put on your mask to hide your tears?
No. I have a lot of mixed emotions about moving away from the House of Fuller. But I realize now that I'm especially sad that I won't get to see you every day. Don't worry, Max. You'll still see way more of me than anyone wants to.
Hey, what are you doing up here?
Oh, I just thought it was a little bit cluttery up here earlier, so thought I'd come tidy up.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Wait a minute. We never think the same thing. One of us is lying.
Okay, fine. I'm up here looking for my new something borrowed.
I thought you were going to wear Mom's veil.
I was, but I don't know. After talking to Jimmy, I realized I've got some emotions bubbling to the surface. You know, I don't do emotions.
Well, we don't have to talk about it.
Thanks. I don't remember Mom.
What are you talking about?
When Jimmy asked me what my favorite memory of her was, I realized that the only memories that I have are from pictures or stories that you told me.
Well, you were only 5 when she passed.
I know. It just makes me sad. You know, I feel like I've lost that connection with her. And the veil just reminds me more of that.
Steph. Hey, I think I know a place that might jog your memory.
Really?
Thanks, Teach.
You're the best big sister ever.
Well, I like taking care of my little sis. I can't believe you're moving out. And now I'm gonna have to reapply my makeup. Thanks a lot, Steph.
Hey, Steve, check it out. Got you a shirt.
I'm a bad axe. Woo, sweet. See, that I would wear around Daytona Beach in a second.
That's really, really great. But just out of curiosity, is there like a giant menacing guy like staring at me from down the bar?
No.
He's right behind you.
You don't belong here, buddy.
You are so right, large, intimidating fellow. I'm just gonna go.
No. You leave when I say you leave.
Okay, you know what? Quit hassling our friend here. Paul Bunyan thought he could walk in here and break my record.
Oh my gosh, Paul Bunyan. The rare intersection between lumberjacking and podiatry. You, sir, may be a bully, but you are also a genius.
Okay, listen. You want a piece of him, you're gonna have to get through me. Great! I get to beat up two guys today.
Make that three.
Four! What are we counting?
Counting the number of guys who are gonna take a beating for Steve.
None of you guys have been in a fight before, have you? Well, hold on. You know what? Let me tell you something about this guy that you're about to beat up, break in half, and throw in a ditch.
Why are you giving him ideas?
This guy, he healed my heart when I didn't think it could be put back together again. And when the chips are down, I know he's got my back. That's why I will forever have his.
Oh, are we doing dramatic speeches?
Wonderful.
Esteban, I never thanked you for setting an example for me to strive for. You taught me to be a better me.
No one thought that was possible.
You knew. So, I will proudly take a beating on his behalf.
Yeah, giant guy. Steve taught me how to make the perfect grilled cheese sandwich. The key is just a little bit of paprika.
Jimmy, I'm not sure that's relevant.
Not now, Steve. I'm on a roll.
Steve has always been there for me, even when I didn't know I needed it. I'm just sad you've clearly never had a friend as good as Steve before.
These guys really love you, man. Oh, I wish I had BFFs like them.
Are you crying again? Let's go.
Oh, guys, we wanted a crazy night. We got one. We're almost as crazy as the She-Wolf pack.
Hey, we need our own name.
How about the He-Wolves?
How about the Booyah Boys?
Maybe we don't need a name.
Too late. Booyah!
Booyah! Does feel right.
So, you recognize this place?
No. I wish I did.
Nice going, DJ.
Chocolate milkshake with whipped cream and two cherries, please.
Oh, wait. That was my order. I remember Mom used to bring us here for milkshakes after dance class.
Nice going, DJ. I knew this plan would work.
Feeling better then?
Well, I'm a little concerned that that girl might be the ghost version of me, but... No, it's nice to know that there are things I can actually re-remember. Thanks for giving me back this memory, Mom.
And it's yours forever to keep.
Hey, Deej, we made it!
Oh, hey!
Make way for the Booyah Boys!
And the rest!
What's everybody doing here?
Oh, I sent a group text. We only have so many nights left together.
Well, I don't have a wedding binder like DJ, but I do have an announcement. All wedding planning is now officially done.
Yeah, I decided to use Mom's veil as my something borrowed after. And I'd like to change my mind and use Mom's wedding brooch as my something borrowed.
And with your permission, I would love to use your mom's wedding necklace. It would be nice to honor the woman who created my two besties.
Aww. Look at this family we've built. It's pretty dang perfect. I can't wait to get married with you all.
Build Me a Buttercup. This was Mom's favorite song.
Yeah, it sure was. Thanks for the visit, Mom.
Everybody, sing!
Why do you build me a buttercup, baby, just to let me down?